Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. I built the pyramid and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Gravity.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Matt. To take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, January the 23rd of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show started for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to kind of reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the foundation of what we got coming up and what we're doing in 2017, and that is the under, over, and understanding that this idea of what we call, or what I call Claronomics, which is just comes from two words, Kleros and economics, and you combine those two words. Kleros means the management of the soul. Economics, again, is the management of mass or matter. So if we can control our mind will control our matter. So it's mind over matter. So Claronomics is the household management of the soul. If you can manage your soul, yourself, then you can manage your stuff. So most people try to get stuff before they get self, or the horse. That's the problem. So unless you learn how to control yourself, you cannot control your stuff. So I don't care how much stuff you get, you're going to lose it. as we can see throughout the world today, no matter how, I was reading a story about, I think it was Tyson, who went through $400 million, bankrupt. Holyfield, bankrupt. Allen Iverson, bankrupt. You just go through all of them. And Leon Spinks, look at Janitor's whole high school, bankrupt. Every athlete who made or makes hundreds of millions of dollars when they retire, 2 to 3 years after they retire, they're bankrupt because they don't understand Clarinomics. It is my prayer, my brothers and sisters, that you understand Clarinomics, that you start. If you don't learn it from me, that you learn it from somebody. You have to understand how to manage the soul. You have to understand how to manage the soul. Today we're talking about the benefits of understanding how to manage the soul. Because, see, if you can understand the benefits of Clarinomics, then the decision to be a part of a Clarinomic-based program is simple. See, most people refuse to do stuff because they don't understand the benefits of stuff. Let me say that again. People reject what they don't understand. So if you don't understand the benefits of something, there's no way you can be a part of something. If the benefits does not outweigh the cost, then there's no way you're willing to pay the cost. And the reason that people reject something is because they don't understand something. And so today I want to make sure that you understand that there are 7 benefits to Clarinomics. And let's go through these benefits very quickly because they are very profound. Each one of these benefits stand by themselves. The first benefit of Clarinomics is understanding that Clarinomics finds the thing that prohibits you from managing yourself. So the number one benefit, the foundation of any good program that's worth it, is salt. If you're part of a program that doesn't help to identify the cause of the morality or the lack thereof, brothers, sisters, you're just pissing in the wind. Let me make sure you understand. If you do not address the cause, if you do not find the source, if you're just playing around with the effect, if you're just focusing on, you never ask why or how, you never get to the management of what. You don't get nowhere near. And so the benefit of understanding Clarinomics is the understanding of that particular statement. That statement there trumps all other statements because most products, most service, most information does not address causality. And so without understanding causality, you do not understand the lack of morality. See, causality, my brothers, causality, my sisters, is the foundation of Clarinomics in any good program. And so the number one benefit out of the 7 benefits, and there are way more than 7, but I just want to make sure that you understand at least some of the benefits of understanding Clarinomics. See, Clarinomics goes way beyond where everybody else starts. Everybody else deal with, okay, what's going on? And then they try to address what's going on. But very few people try to address why and how is it going on. Why is it going on and how? Like, what is the method by which this negative habit pattern has such a grip on your life? How is it that you keep repeating the same process over and over again? What is it that draws you back to that alcohol, the drug, that demon? What is it? What gives it its power? See, without addressing the causality, you have no mind over matter. See, your mind should control your matter. Every disorder has a cause. And it is, you have to trace it back and find the negative habit pattern. Now, everybody has a social pattern or a psychological pattern. We need to replace that with number 2, the second benefit. The second benefit, my brothers and sisters, is understanding how to remove the negative habit pattern, the cause. See, we're not talking about the effect. We're talking about the cause. So the first 2 benefits of Clarinomics is, number 1, finding the problem. And then number 2, removing the problem. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means, because everybody can say fluff, but see, change just doesn't magically disappear. You have to first understand, how does radical change take place? How do you break a bad habit? How do you break it at its core? At its root? How do you destroy it? How do you totally remove it. See, you have to start off by doing something that I call leverage, because leverage creates leverage. No massive change on any plane takes place without leverage. Leverage gives you leverage. See, without understanding, you have to be able to find something to leverage or to level the playing field. Right now, you're at a disadvantage. Right now, that problem, that ego, that lust, that appetite, whatever it is, right now, it has an advantage. The advantage that it has is it's a pattern. These patterns have power. And it is a pattern because you've thought that same thought for many a days. So in order for you to understand the benefit of what I do and what Clarinomics is and spiritual therapeutics and why it's not an option, if you want real wealth, health, wisdom, and a positive relationship with the Father and everybody else in your life, you must be a part of this Clarinomics program, and you should email me today at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. The reason why you need to email me today and sign up for the Clarinomics Blueprint program is because I'm going to find that negative habit pattern in your life, and then I'm going to remove that negative habit pattern in your life, one and two. Number three, then we're going to establish a leverage or a leverage-sustaining pattern. How am I going to do that? First two things you should be asking yourself, how am I going to find that negative habit pattern? And then how am I going to remove that negative habit pattern? You need to sign up so I can express that to you. See, number three is nothing changes in your life. Nothing will ever change. You already know because you already tried. And you've been trying it, and it ain't been working. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to today's show. See, unless there is some kind of a unifying factor that links your success to your diakonia service, your ministry, your clarinomics, meaning what you are on earth to do. See, the first step in achieving greatness, the first step in breaking the habit, the first step in destroying after you found that negative habit pattern, really easy to find, but how do you remove it? See, the first step in removing that negative habit pattern is that you have to find leverage. That means that you cannot find another gimmick. You cannot join another multi-level marketing scheme. You cannot get a job. You cannot just hang out with Sally Sue. You can't hang out with Jim Bob. See, there has to be something that's going to reopen the floodgates. There has to be something that ignites. It's called entheos. See, if there is no entheos, or what we call it in English, enthusiasm. See, it doesn't ignite that change. See, right now, that thing got a grip. It has a hold on you, and it's sucking the life out of you. And now you have settled for disappointment instead of elevating for excitement. And so you have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that you got to take a stand. You see, it's interesting because love is a ferocious motivator. See, creating leverage allows you to override the shame. It allows you to override any successful psychological technique or any type of a demonic hold that has a grip on your life. And the way that you get past it, brothers and sisters, is to understand the third benefit, part of this Clarinomics program, and that is I'm establishing you, I'm plugging you up to the source. I don't know if you ever try to operate your microwave when it's not plugged up to the electrical outlet. Have you ever tried to operate your toaster oven and it's not plugged up to the electrical outlet? What about your refrigerator? Have you ever tried to operate your refrigerator and it wasn't plugged in? See, you're trying to operate your life and you ain't plugged in. So you don't have no power. See, the number one benefit, there's seven. I'm just going through seven. That's a plethora of benefits to the Clarinomics program. But if you don't understand these seven, then you can't join the Clarinomics. See, that reservation, that hesitancy, yet that wondering, that ideal that maybe there's something else out there, the reason that you have that is because you don't understand these seven principles. See, the seven benefits of Clarinomics is, number one, you have to find your negative habit pattern. You see, number one is the problem because, see, everybody finds the problem, but that's not the problem. Everybody finds a seventh, what I call the seventh heaven. See, there are seven layers to your problem. So if you got a problem of drinking alcohol, that's not the problem. That's the effect of the problem. So if you go to and you join AAA or whatever it's called, the Alcoholics Anonymous, they're going to address the effect. You're going to go through the 12 steps, and then you're going to go back home, and you're going to start back to drinking again because they never address the cause, what causes you to drink alcohol. So you overeat. So you go to, you know, you join, you know, Weight Watchers or some organization. That's great, but it's treating the effect. It hasn't went seven layers deep to address the psychological reasoning, the psychological reason why you're overeating. So unless you join an organization that's going to go seven layers deep to find that negative habit pattern, because patterns are power, and you can, and then you need to find some leverage that's going to make the plan feel even. It's going to give you the leverage. See, you don't have leverage today to change. That's why you can't change. You don't have enough leverage to change, so you can't change. You don't have enough leverage to change. That's why you can't change. That's why your life is exactly the way it has been, and it will continue to be the same way unless you find a program like mine or you join or create your own. So this negative habit pattern, the benefit of the seven is the first one, it's easy to find a negative habit pattern. Anybody can do that. But the second benefit of the Clarinomics program is I'm going to remove the negative habit pattern. Now, you can talk to anybody, and they got 12 steps. They tell you, I challenge you to ask somebody, when they tell you that they're going to do a benefit, ask them how and why are they going to do that. Just ask those two questions. And they say, yeah, if you're going to buy a car, and they say, yeah, man, this car gets this amount of miles per gallon, this, you know, we're going to save this, then ask them, how is this vehicle going to save me money or do what you claim, and why? Why should this? Why? Ask people that question and watch the look on their face. Because, brothers and sisters, it's very easy to make claims without backing up those claims. Unless you have something that leverages your psychological field, meaning from a psychological perspective, the research shows that the brain is more comfortable with what it knows. So the brain always attaches itself to the existing reality. The brain will never step outside of the existing box because of the fear of the unknown. So therefore, you can never present a new box to the brain unless you've done something to create leverage for the brain. The seesaw. If someone that's very heavy is on one side of the seesaw, your legs will never touch the ground unless you put more weight on the other side of the seesaw so that way it balances out. That's called leverage. Now, leverage. Love plus age is leverage. So let me make sure you understand. If you don't love what you do, you have no leverage to override what you've done in the past. So you drink alcohol. You don't really love it, but it's a negative habit pattern. So now we got to find something that's going to level that seesaw. Right now, alcohol has you up in the air. Your legs not touching the ground. You can't leave alcohol if you want to or whatever your problem is. And so every program out there, they don't leverage, they don't come in and make the playing field level. So that way you can at least start the process and at least you got 50-50 chance. Right now, you ain't got a snowball's chance in hell of overcoming your problem. You can't achieve. You cannot break through that bad habit. It's impossible, clinically speaking, psychologically speaking. Now, every once in a while, you find an albino tiger in the midst of all the other tigers. Every once in a while, you find an anomaly. Those are very rare. How many albino tigers have you seen in the wild? Maybe one, two, in 100 years. You might be the one that can break past your bad habit and break past that negative habit pattern without leverage. You might be the one. But I'm not putting my money on it. I'm putting my money on the fact that you ain't the one. You're like, I wasn't the one. So how did I overcome my negative habit pattern? I created leverage. I found something that elevated me in love. Elevated. If you fall in love, you're in trouble. Love should elevate you, not tolerate you. See what you're doing right now, who you with right now, what you're doing, everybody just tolerating you. They don't really like you. They just hang out. They just tolerate you because of the benefits of you. When your benefit stops, their toleration of you stops. Don't believe me? Stop doing what you're doing. Triple dare you. I don't care what organization you're with, what relationship you're in, what job you got. Stop providing the benefit that you're providing and watch the toleration of you stop. Because there's no love there. Let me make sure you understand, my brothers and sisters. These first two benefits is, I can shut it down right there. That's enough to warrant the cost of the entire program. But there's other benefits. These seven is just, that's 13 steps that we go through. And each one of the steps have a huge benefit. Now, I can go through the 13 steps and the 13 benefits, but today I'm just giving you seven. Number one, we're going to find a negative habit pattern. It's something down in you so deep that it's so deep you got anger problems. That's not your problem. Whatever you're doing on the outside, that's not the problem. There's something underneath that. You got more bills than money. That's not the problem. If you got a wealth problem, that's not the real problem. There's something underneath that. So we got to find it. Then once we find it, we got to remove it. Then once we remove it, we got to establish a new life-sustaining pattern. Number three. So number one, right now you're either you're on the social path, you're on the psychopath, or you should be on number three, the life path. So the third benefit of the Clarinomics program is I'm going to guarantee you that you're going to be on your life path. And one thing that I do better than anybody else on the globe is helping people find purpose. Because of the one thing that I didn't have all my entire life was purpose. I searched. Nobody could help me. Everybody just told me that I needed it, but nobody could tell me how to find it. Nobody. And I've done, again, thousands of these Dear Kinnear reports. You guys know. And people tell me all the time. And it's not the Dear Kinnear report. It's the Dear Kinnear report is like the seventh level. So you get your Dear Kinnear report. It got your life path number. And it got all this other stuff. That's great. Don't mean shiznit. Because I got my Dear Kinnear report. All of this says that I was a 33. Yeah, I had Christ consciousness. Okay? How you monetize that? Yeah, that's what I thought. So what does that mean? Yeah, nothing. It's just a bunch of words. So I had to go deeper than that. So I had to go sell because I got Christ consciousness. So what does that mean, though? That means that I universally, I don't have to make it up. I ain't got to work it up. I ain't got to go study. I ain't got to read no books. I ain't got to take no classes. I just universally like people on a deeper level. So Christ represents, again, an office, of love. So that means that everything I do from a place of love, okay? But why do I do that from a place of love? My environment. Okay, why was I in that environment? What was it in the environment that gave me that ability? Okay, I grew up in an oppressive environment, cult, blah, 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 blah. I was a number. I wasn't seen. That created a void in me. So as I kept going through why, and I kept asking why seven times, I got down to the core of who I really was, my niche. And my niche was, I don't like error. Because it leads to problems. See, I like systems that work. I like solving problems. I don't like the fact that somebody says that this can't be done. I don't like that. Because I don't believe in that. I think that everything oscillates and vibrates, that's a solution to every problem. So I got a passion for solving problems. But I solve problems creatively and compassionately. So with love, and so that's why love is the leverage. So once I found out that love levels the field, because guess what? Nobody else got it. If you don't believe me, go to your local grocery store and see how they treat you. Go to a fast food restaurant. Customer service, I mean, how many people are at that? Are you happy at your job? If I were to go to your job, how are you going to treat me? Most people hate their jobs. And you're wondering why they hate you. You, really. They really don't hate you. But what do you represent? You are the reason why they stuck in that job. If you didn't come there, they wouldn't have no job. Now, they want the money from the job, but they don't want to do the particular job. Now, what if I told you that you are under a deliberate biological and chemical attack right now as we speak? Somebody trying to kill you. They're doing it through the chemtrails, through drugs, through food, through water poisoning. All of these, quote-unquote, systems, patterns, are produced by the pharmaceutical companies so that they can profit off your sickness. So it's really not your fault that you pissed off, but you got to find out why they're doing that. Otherwise, you're going to believe the lie that you don't think that medicine is your, you know, medicine and food and everything that the water and everybody that's providing for you, you don't think that they're on your side. And you don't understand that the mental disposition of the one who prepares your food is transferred to the one who consumes your food. Let me say that again. So the mental disposition of the one who prepares your wealth is transferred to the one who consumes that wealth. Let me say that again. Now, I got four areas: wealth, health, disposition, relationships. So my mental disposition is transferred to the person who consumes, that would be you, who listens, who entertains the ideal of whatever I'm discussing. Today, I'm talking about the seven benefits of cleonomics. Therefore, based upon universal spiritual law, the law of equivalent exchange, and the law or the principle of resonance states that the mental disposition of the one who is illuminating the information, who prepared the information, that's why information is so dangerous. Information is going to create deformation. You're going to be mentally retarded, or transformation. You're going to walk away a little wiser than you were when you first tuned in. Now, my mental disposition is transferred to you. That's why going out to eat at a fast food restaurant is one of the most dangerous things you can do. The mental disposition of the person who prepared your food is transferred to your food. And when you consume your food, you are consuming the mindset of the cook who cooked your food. Now, that's just one of the benefits of cleonomics. One, I could sit here all day and talk about the benefits of cleonomics. I gave you that one for free. So you got little Johnny, and you take little Johnny out to, what about when you go to the club, brother? You know how many clubs you've been to? I mean, I don't know if y'all understand how transferring of spirits work. Fourth benefit of the cleonomics program, number one benefit, find your negative habit. We're going to find it. And when I show it to you, you're probably going to break down in tears. Most people, when we undiscover, they kind of just break down. It's a little overwhelming because they were standing right there in the face the whole time, and it was just like, damn, I didn't see it. Then number two, once we find it, we're going to remove it. How are we going to remove it? Leverage. What is leverage? Enthusiasm. Elevate. It elevates you. Your energy just goes off the chain. When you remove your negative habit pattern, how do you remove it? You know, how do you remove it? You don't focus on it. You focus on the solution. That is number three. But everybody I know, they don't have number three. When you go to a psych, when you go to a therapist, they can find the problem. And then what do you do next? They don't know. Do you think a therapist is going to tell you what your purpose in life is? If you don't believe me, go to a therapist, pay them $100, lay on their sofa. They'll help you find the negative habit pattern. And then after you found it, ask the therapist, what do we do next? Now, they're going to give you some generic stuff like find yourself or, you know, take an art class or practice yoga or do Tai Chi. But guess what? Guess what? That doesn't have that life-transforming element. Now, remember, the devil knows when you fake, the devil being the universe. The universe, you can lie to everybody else, but you can't lie to the universe. You can't lie to the universe. You can, but the universe does not respect people that are not authentic. So unless you are authentic, the universe is going to bring right back seven times worse the thing that left. So the universe knows that if you didn't really find out why that thing was there, you can remove it. That's number four. What are the ingredients of success? Number four is I'm going to give you the ingredients of success. Now, when I say ingredients, it's different from everybody else. I'm talking about the modus operandi. Now, I don't know if you want to know anything about, like, how to remove emotional scars and how to, you know, repair personality damage and how to repair psychological damage. And if you've been mind elf, you know, it's like if I was a plastic surgeon and if I was performing some type of a plastic surgery because your body part was dismembered or disfigured. Well, you have to go in, you have to remove the scars and the scar tissue, and then you have to patch it up or replace it, and you have to sew it up so that way you can hopefully repair the person. But all of this is done under the person being under some type of anesthesiac or some kind of tranquilizer, if you will, so that way the person doesn't feel no pain. And so this is what I mean by the ingredient of success. Now, the ingredients of success is a little different for everybody else. So you have to let your success mechanism work for you. You have an automatic built-in success mechanism. But this success mechanism was overridden. So my job is to put you in contact with your success mechanism. Now, obviously, I'm not going to go into detail about how that works other than the fact that it does. It's called a tonoscope, and we're going to break all of this down, obviously, during the series. Now, what this does, this allows you to tap into the various elements that make up you. Now, everybody's different. So these ingredients for success helps to establish what I call your true self-image. Now, brothers and sisters, I can talk about a lot of stuff. I can say a lot of things. But let me make sure you understand one of, if not the most important benefit of the 7 benefits of the Clarinomics program, and there's a lot more than 7, is your self-worth or your self-image. Now, I've done many shows on your self-worth and your self-image and how your net worth is a result of your self-worth. So from a vibrational point of view, when you vibrate the very vowels and consonants that are spoken from your language create images of your success, meaning the thoughts in your head, the speech that comes out of your mouth exudes nothing but success. Meaning your self-image is the ideal, the mental picture that you have in your head right now as I'm speaking. Now, that mental picture is the essence of you. You can heal your entire body with the healing tones of your image. Because your self-image is flawed, your body is flawed. Every thought that you are thinking right now creates a shape or a thought form, silent. It's a tonal scope. It is creating, as we speak, a vibrational signature in the form of a geometric shape. And this transforms the physical reality by influencing the matrix or the ether, and it transforms the body because it influences the cellular structure that produces the resonance into a coherent shape. Based upon the science and the biology of belief and the healing tones and cymatics and ether and all of these understanding of some of the ancient texts that we will be breaking down, the different frequencies influences the genes and the cells which creates the structure of the body, meaning that the cells in your body react to every thought that you have in your mind. Since the thoughts that you have in your mind of yourself are negative, it creates cells of those thoughts. Those cells create vibrations of those thoughts. Those vibrations create reality of those thoughts. So your self-image is negative, so your cells are negative. You can eat alkalinity food all day. Your body will be acidic because your mind is acidic. Since you have an acidic mind, you have acidic cells, you got an acidic vibration, you have an acidic reality. So you think that the problems are out there. You think it's your kids. You think it's your job. You think it's your wife. You think it's your husband. You think it's your car. You think it's your job. It's your self-image. Since your self-image is flawed, your whole body is flawed. Your whole world is flawed. Everything that you've ever imagined is flawed. So until you create a new self-image, nothing in your life will ever change. That negative habit pattern that we found is going to come right back. Because I can find it and I can replace it. But if you don't replace that negative habit pattern in your head, it does nothing about removing it from your body. And so one of the biggest benefits of the Clarinomics program is finding the negative habit pattern and removing it, finding the life-sustaining pattern and imprinting it, giving you the modus operandi or the ingredients by which we found and removed and imprinted it, the step-by-step process, and then addressing the mental picture in your head so it matches the new lifestyle in your body. If I create a new lifestyle in your hands and in your head, I got to make sure that I have a new image that matches that lifestyle in your heart. Now, brothers and sisters, the fifth benefit of the Clarinomics program, a new self-image, is the foundation of understanding the Clarinomics program. Because the Clarinomics program simply understands, my brothers and sisters, that we all have a particular ruling disposition. This is our emotional competency or lack thereof. There can be no lasting peace or no lasting peace without a profound understanding of the negative habit pattern that, again, is called your self-image. Right now, your self-image is flawed. I don't know all the details of what it is, but I know that it's flawed in the areas of either wealth, health, wisdom, or relationships, or in all of those areas, because there is a lack of a vibrational equivalent of the true definition of wealth in your life. There is a lack of vibrational equivalent of the true definition of health in your life. There is a lack of vibrational equivalent of the true definition of wisdom in your life. And there's a lack of a vibrational equivalent of a positive relationship in your life. There is a vibrational equivalent. See, you must be a vibrational match in order to get into the club. What does that mean? This is the sixth benefit of Clarinomics. In Clarinomics, we teach what I call vibrational matching. So when people find a mate, they are looking for, you know, beauty. They're looking for, you know, big chichis or, you know, a lot of money or a lot of this or a lot of that. When I look for a mate, I look for a vibrational match. And so the sixth benefit of the Clarinomics program is vibrational matching. So what we do, what I do, is right now you are a vibrational match for everything that's in your life. Nothing gives one person more advantage over another person than being unequally yoked, meaning that you are at a vibrational disadvantage. Now, most people call what we call racism, what we call, you know, bullying, what we call, you know, crime, what we call this mysterious ideal of human interactions. When people interact with someone and one person feels confident and powerful and the other person feels confused and frustrated, it's because they're not a vibrational match. So right now, if I would go to Donald Trump and talk with Donald Trump, I would talk to him the exact same way I'm talking to you. If I would go talk to a homeless man on the street, I would talk to him exactly where I'm talking to you right now. If I would go talk to Bill Gates, if I would go talk to, you know, Obama, because I'm a vibrational match. Now, let me make sure you understand, because, again, it is a mindset. So the sixth benefit of the Clarionomics program is to teach you what is called oikonomai in the Greek, or oikonomos in the Greek. Both of these words are very important words that we break down again during this series. And I've talked about these words before, but we're going a little bit deeper now because, again, now we are establishing you as a single standing column of waveform energy, meaning that you have to vibrate and you have to be a master of your space. So at the end of the Clarionomics program, you are the master of your space. You are the master. That means there's nobody on earth that's on your frequency that controls your frequency than you. That means that you're gold. Now, gold, as I said before, is not affected by outside resonance. It is the only element in the universe or on earth that's not affected by other frequencies. It affects everything else, but nothing affects it. That's you. Not yet, but that's where you're going to be by the end of 2017. See, right now, you get a phone call, and they tell you, son was in a car wreck, it's going to affect you. If they tell you that, you know, they foreclosed on your house, they're going to affect you. If they tell you, the doctor calls you and says you got lung cancer, it's going to affect you. If your mate calls you and say, you know, hey, I'm leaving you next week, it's going to affect you. Right now, things on the outside of you control you. Right now, there's people. Just yesterday, hundreds of thousands of women were marching just because Donald Trump got elected. The dude ain't even passed nothing yet. He could lie, for all we know, just to get into office. But they are affected because he got elected. He ain't done nothing, but his election causes an infection, and an infection, I say. Not only affection, but an infection. So now they are infected. He's even done nothing. So his job is already over. He can go home right now. He already did what he wanted to do. What does that do? Disrupt hundreds of thousands of women's lives. Why in the world would you go march and picket? This fool ain't even passed the law yet. And then if he passed it, who the hell is going to enforce it? Now, I've been a cop. And I was a cop, and we had thousands of laws on the books. 10%, maybe 10% of those laws we could enforce. The other 90%, we couldn't enforce them because we didn't have no evidence. We had no proof, took too much time, we didn't have the manpower. So they can pass any kind of laws they want. Who's going to enforce the laws? When they bring people over here that can start enforcing laws, then, okay, I start thinking about it. Until then, I'm still sipping my pina coladas. So what am I saying? There is vibrations outside of you that's changing the vibration inside of you because you haven't mastered. You're not the household manager. You're not the manager. Somebody else is the manager. His name is Lucian Farr. Clarionomics means manager. It means steward. So who's the steward of your house? It's not you. Somebody else is controlling your house. Now, by the end of 2017, you're going to be the steward of your house. Right now, I don't know who's running the show, but we're going to find out what that negative habit pattern is. We're going to remove that sucker, and we're going to replace him with you. And you are going to be the single life-sustaining pattern in your house. So when it comes to your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, your intellect, nothing outside of you is going to affect what's going on inside of you. You will have a new self-worth and a new self-image and a new self-vibratory rate, and your vibratory frequency is going to be a match for number seven. The seventh benefit of the Clarionomics program is you will be wealthy. You will be healthy. You will be wise, and you will be in a good relationship with your father, with yourself, and with your mate, your family, your friends, and whoever else you want to be in a relationship with. Why? Because now you set the tone. You're not responding to other people's frequency. Other people are responding to your frequency. Now you're like gold. You're a frequency resonant. You are a superconductor, just like gold. That means whoever put energy into you, they get 100% energy back. 100%. Gold is the only thing on the planet that whatever you put in, you get the same equivalent. It is the equivalent of exchange. See, right now, you're not oscillating and vibrating on that. Somebody put in 10%, you might give them back 2%. Somebody might put in 10%, you might give them back 50%. There is no law of equivalent exchange going on. You're not doing unto others as you want them to do unto you. But the benefit of the Clairvoyance program is to set up the mindset where you automatically vibrate on that frequency. Well, if somebody's pouring a lot into you, you automatically going to pour a lot into them. Because it's automatic. It's not something that you think about. It's not something that you work up. It's done on a subconscious level. So the seven benefits of the Clairvoyance program, now again, there's many other benefits. But these are the seven that I like. These were the seven that were instrumental in my life. These were the seven that if I had to go in my back pocket and say, okay, what, if I'm going to pay five grand for something, what do I want? Well, all I know, if I'm paying $5,000, if I'm paying $5,000 for something, I want to make sure that whatever, like when the children of Egypt, and God told them, the enemies that you see today, you will see them no more. That's what I want. Number one, I don't want to see my enemies no more. The Clairvoyance program guarantees that we're going to find your enemies and we're going to get rid of them suckers. You're not going to see them no more unless you invite them back in. Now, if you do like the children of Egypt did, they got in out in the desert, they hit a little bump in the road, and they say, oh, shit, we might as well go back to Pharaoh. You know, now if you want to go back to Egypt, that's on you, brother. If you want to go back, once I bring you out of Egypt, if you want to go back to Egypt, that's on you. If I bring you out of bondage, it's on you if you tell bondage to come back. That's a different study for another time. But I guarantee you, we will find a negative habit pattern. We will remove that negative habit pattern. We're going to remove it by replacing it. We're going to starve the negative habit pattern to death. We're going to try to go in there and pry it out because, again, the fact that you're trying to remove it actually empowers you not to remove it. The fact that you're looking at it, the fact that you're talking about it, the fact that you are addressing it, the fact that you are giving it your attention actually empowers it. So the way to remove the negative habit pattern is to focus on the life-sustaining pattern. But since you have no purpose, guess where your attention goes? Brothers and sisters, I wish I could tell you about this one case I just had. This was mind-blowing. I could not believe it. This one case, one client, actually it was a couple I was working with. And, man, this blew my mind. So they was getting ready to divorce, to file a divorce. The wife was filing for divorce. Because the husband was a deadbeat. The wife said, husband had a job. No, he was good. He was doing, but the wife wanted more. She said she wanted somebody else that was on her level. You know, the wife was a typical, what I call, phallic female. Now, the phallic female, those are the women that, you know, they've been listening to Beyonce and watch Oprah, and they think they're men. You know, they make more money than most men and, you know, very educated. You know, and so therefore they start smelling themselves and they, like, you know, really think highly of themselves. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. But the problem with phallic females is that they've traded the tradition again. And I say tradition very loosely. I should say the word design. They've traded their God-given design for a Luciferian mind, meaning life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, I'm all for money. I'm all for wealth. I'm all for going out and, you know, earning the bacon and bringing it home and cooking it, too. I'm all down. Trust me. I have no part of it. Some women have to do it because, they got a deadbeat man, sucker left. And so they left taking the children by themselves. So they got to go out there and, you know, wear the pants, so to speak. But this relationship was a little different. The man was doing, you know, did he have room for improvement? Absolutely. But this guy was doing what he could, but his woman was very aggressive. And she was very strong-willed, and she was just like, well, I got a job, and I make more money than you. So therefore, I tell you what to do. And I told and I recommended that, you know, the husband tell and recommend anybody to be yourself in a relationship. And if that's not good enough, that's just not good enough. But once you start changing, then you have to keep changing. Because the person, once they figure out that you're a hoop jumper, now see, I'm a retired hoop jumper, so I understand the game. And I also, you know, was a hoop jumper require, meaning that I required all the females in my life to be hoop jumpers. So therefore, if I was with a female that didn't jump through the hoops that I required, then I replaced her with somebody else who was willing to jump through the hoops. So women, once you start jumping through hoops, you got to continue jumping through hoops. So my recommendation is never jump through a hoop. Be yourself. You like country and western music, and your mate don't? Tough. You know, he can listen to whatever you want to listen to or get him some headphones. Now, you don't say it disrespectful, but that's who God designed and gifted you to be. So I told the man, be yourself. Just be you. Just be you. Whatever it is God has designed, and I, you know, did his dick in the report, found his purpose. The dude was shining, but the wife still wasn't happy with him. She had all of this time, this energy, because she was, I mean, she had her stuff together. She was high speed, mad respect, girl, you know, making great money. But she was a little, what I call, phallic-y, meaning she had a little more testosterone than estrogen. So I encouraged her that maybe, you know, you should direct all of this energy that you got towards your purpose. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. So I did her the opinion report and told her, you're in the wrong job. She said, well, you understand, I love my job. I've been on this job for, I forgot, she had been there 10 years or something, had seniority, blah, 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 this and another. I said that you like that job because it gives you power. That job because it gives you purpose. Big difference. Now, brother, you don't understand me, brother Will. You don't know. I'm, okay, no problem. Just try it and see. So she did. So she quit this high-paying job and got another job. But it wasn't a job. It was a purpose. Man, this lady is like, I don't even know her no more. Treats her husband like he's a freaking king. And she treats him like he's a queen. All she did was find her purpose. Because, see, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. You're going to abuse yourself and everybody around you. So she did one thing different. Found her purpose. Now, all the energy that she was directing on her husband, and she was coming home complaining because she had time and she had energy and she knew what to do with it. And so she just created problems that wasn't there. Now, she don't got no time. She gets home, she's exhausted or tired. So now she sees value in her life. So she sees value in her man. The same dude. Dude ain't changed. He ain't done nothing different. What she did was change her self-image. When she changed her self-image, she changed other people's image. So the benefit of the Clarinomics program is we are going to change your image. And that mental picture that you have in your head changes the mental picture that you see outside of your head. Nothing changes but your image. When we change your image of how you see yourself, that changes how you see the world. Taking off dark shades and putting on amber shades or orange shades or green shades. Now everything is green. So if I take out the shades of poverty, let's say poverty is, you know, yellow. And now everything you see is yellow because you got on poverty shades. And let's say the shades of wealth is green. So we take off the yellow shades and we put on the green shades. Now you're looking at the same thing, but the color change from yellow to green because we changed the image. We change the lens. We change the frame. We change the perspective, your perception. Nothing really changed but your perception of the reality. So by changing the job, and the job was giving back what she was putting in, because other job wasn't. Other job was just money. So money made you feel. See, money is the root of all evil, because money makes you feel something that you're not. It's not that money is the root of all evil. It's the feeling that you get from money that makes you feel like you're more powerful. It's like it makes you feel like you're better than. See, you're not better than, and you're not worse than. You're just equal. So purpose makes you feel equal. Just having a job with no purpose, that makes you feel inferior or superior. Both of those, again, same coin, opposite sides. I don't care if you feel it. So you got a job and you walk around now, or you feel superior than everybody else. Or you got a job and you feel inferior than everybody else. No, you need to have a job. You need to have a purpose. You need to join the Paranormal program so you can feel what? Mastery of self. So guess what? Nobody can make me feel superior. Nobody can come over and tell me, "Brother, you're the greatest thing to sliced bread, dude. I think you can levitate, walk on water, man." You know what? Your dookie don't even speak, bro. Guess what they do? Nothing. Or somebody can tell me, "Man, your dookie do stink. In fact, I think the stuff that you're teaching is whack. You should go kill yourself." I get stuff like that pretty much every day. Guess what they do? Nothing. So I don't care how great somebody think I am or how less, because I know myself. The single most important benefit of this program, if it cured, and it did, this marriage, because the same thing I'm told her, the same thing I'm telling you, find your purpose. And the way that you find your purpose, remove the negative habit pattern. Find it. Establish your purpose, which is your life-sustaining pattern. Understand the ingredients of how your purpose works. You need to know all the details. That's why I'm a didactic teacher. I know all the details of how my success works. Then, because I know all the details, I painted a picture in my head, and it's a beautiful picture of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Now that I have that image in my head, I'm a vibrational match for wealth. I'm a vibrational match for health. I'm a vibrational match for wisdom. I'm a vibrational match for great relationship with myself, with my father, and with others. Because I have this image, and everything that's on the same frequency, because colors are frequency, by the way, everything that's on that same frequency is a match. So since I'm on, my self-image is one of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Now I draw to myself wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Brothers and sisters, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address, once again, is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. And join us in the Clarinomics program. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. Kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2, some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2, some dreams they dream, some dreams. dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.